understand and use friendships, because friendships are an important part of our existence. And I wanted to make a show about this today. Sam, could you play that first clip for me? Or maybe not.
Friendship, what is it? It depends on who you ask. Some put great emphasis and value behind the use of words, where others may not. This word, friendship, it is not a bench to sit on and watch from the sidelines while I suffer. It is not meant for those who will not stand with me. It is not an avenue for someone else to profit from my loss. It is not something that is created within days, weeks, even months. It is not for those who do not respect me for everything that I am, in both greatness and in flaws. It is not without great investment of time and effort. It is not given out as freely as trash that blows down the street. It is not something said for self-gain, nor is it to be used as such. It is not free of tough decisions, pain, and potential heartaches. It is not forgiving of those who violate and mistreat others. It is not often a word that needs to be spoken. It is not to be taken lightly without purpose. It is not for everyone. It is not meaningless. It is not without love. So when you ask what friendship means to me, it is everything that it is not, and more. A gesture of kindness and admiration given only to those who have truly earned my respect. Individuals who have proven to me that I, above all else, mean something to them beyond the realms of status, monetary, and tangible values. They stand by my side when I need them, they shield me when I am down, and they protect my name when I am not present. They let me know that I am with purpose, and most of all, meaning within their life. What is friendship to you?
What is friendship to you? Friendship was described by Mark Twain in a lot of different lights. Usually the humorous side prevails. He said that the proper office of a friend is to side with you when you're in the wrong. Nearly anybody will side with you when you're in the right. And that's true. A friend will be your friend no matter how right or wrong you're going to be. Because that's the way friends usually are.
Friends sometimes, though... Man, I'm having a tough time today. I'm getting the feedback. All right, Sam, do you hear me now? I'm going to have to stop on this. I can't. This isn't working. Sam, can you do a rebroadcast from next week or last week? Back and all new ground for me too, Sam. So is the music going up now?
Sam, we've got, I guess, too many technical issues going on today. But the intentions that were created with my friend's destination had existed during our friendship. It wasn't something that we discussed a lot, or we did discuss a lot, because this was the moment that defined why they were where they were. They worked for 10 or 15 years to have the boat. They worked on 7 years outfitting the boat. They sold all their land-based valuables. They sold their home. They sold their collection of guitars. They sold everything. And when they headed out, there was everybody on the shore waving goodbye, and they took off on their own. They knew that this was their intention. They knew this was the point that they were heading to. And they knew that it was going to be good. And it is good. But that's the way we have to be sometimes. We have to have intention with our lives. We have to know that we define who we are, where we're going, by the friends we keep, by the intentions we make with our friends. We define ourselves in a lot of ways by how we relate to our friends. If you're a good friend, then that says massive amounts about yourself to people that you don't know. If you're a good friend, then sometimes saying what needs to be said is the most difficult thing to say. Sometimes being a good friend is telling a friend that they're full of it. But friendship is part of what this country is built on, and we depend on our friends more than we depend on our government. So we got a call. Sovereign Man, could you like to come on board and help me with this?
Greetings and salutations. A request to come aboard the friendship, Captain Fred.
That's what this is today. This is the friendship. Welcome aboard.
You're supposed to say, permission granted. Stay alert.
Well, no, you're already on board, so we're making, and we are making way, so you must be a stowaway then.
Yeah.
Well, I can get ahead of that today.
Huh?
I'm sorry. My technical ability is pretty limited at the best, and today I'm being challenged. I can barely hear most of the time, but I'm really a little bit challenged today, but go ahead.
Yeah, actually, we can hear you fine over the network. We feel your pain. Maybe you haven't been technically challenged all week. So just keep praying for the network if you pray.
Well, it seems the network is accumulating a lot of friends. I'm really amazed at how many people actually do listen to RBN now. I mean, a couple of years ago, it seemed like nobody really knew that RBN even existed, and now it's becoming just almost common. It's interesting, and I'm proud to be part of it. But we're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
I can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You can go to fifthdimensionradio.chattango.com and come aboard. It's the number 5th dimensionradio.chattango.com. You can join us in the chat room. Matter of fact, I think Steve-O from, Texas Republic Radio is hanging out in there. So come in and join us.
I've been making a big effort to use the Chat Tango, but anybody that has worked with me before on this show realize I'm mentally challenged just to walk and chew gum most of the time. But no,
stop chewing your gum and I've asked for 10 minutes.
Could you say that Tango address one more time?
Yeah, it's Fifth Dimension Radio .chattango, chattango.com. And fifth is five, the number five, TH.
Well, I hope everybody gets that because I don't have the data service to be able to bring too much up right now. But my friends that are on the Fifth Dimension Cat Tango, I'm promising you, eventually I will get to that stage where I'll be able to do that. Today, I'm just having a heck of a time trying to get anything accomplished with all this technology. But yeah, you know, our friends are important, and the people at Republic Broadcasting are definitely our friends because we share so many important ideas, and we do that in a community that understands that it's important for us to be friends and for us to share these ideas. I have a couple clips that they go into more of a technical description of what friendship possibly is, but I think we're going to have to save that until the second half of the show. And Sam, could you go ahead and start that bumper music one more time? And I'm going to go ahead and see if I can resolve some of these issues here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, today is certainly one of those days because it started off as a pouring rain and shoving my friends off, and I tried to see if we could make a conversation about friendship and what friendship actually is, and how we can use friendship to bolster up our common good. And there's one more clip that I wanted to play that kind of analyzes what friendship actually is. Can you start that, Sam?
Friendship should be one of the high points of existence, and yet it's also the most routinely disappointing thing we have to deal with. Too often, you're at supper at someone's house. There's an impressive spread, and the hosts have evidently gone to a lot of trouble. But the conversation is meandering and devoid of any real interest. It flits from an overlong description of the failings of the in-flight service on a particular airline to a strangely heated discussion about the tax code. The intentions of the hosts are hugely touching, but as so often, we go home wondering what on earth the whole performance was really about. The key to the problem of friendship is to be found in an odd-sounding place, a lack of a sense of purpose. Our attempts at friendship tend to go adrift because we collectively resist the task of developing a clear picture of what friendship might really be for. The problem is that we're unfairly uncomfortable with the idea of friendship having any declared purpose, because we associate purpose with the least attractive and most cynical of motives. Yet purpose doesn't have to ruin friendship, and in fact, the more we define what a friendship might be for, the more we can focus in on what we should be doing with every person in our lives, or indeed, the more we can helpfully conclude that we shouldn't be with them at all. There are at least 4 things we might be trying to do with the people we know. Firstly, networking. It's an unfairly maligned idea. We're small, fragile creatures in a vast world. Our individual capacities are entirely insufficient to realize the demands of our imaginations. So, of course, we need collaborators, accomplices who can align their abilities and energies with ours. This idea of friendship was given a lot of space in classical literature. Take the Argonauts, the legendary ancient Greek tale which traced how a heroic captain called Jason networked in order to assemble a band of friends to sail on the Argo in search of the Golden Fleece. Later, the same idea emerged when Jesus networked to put together a band of 12 disciples with whom he could spread one or two world-changing ideas about forgiveness and compassion. Rather than diminish our own efforts as we hand out our business cards, such prestigious examples can show how elevated and ambitious networking friendships could ideally be. Secondly, reassurance. The human condition is full of terror. We're always on the verge of disgrace, danger, and disappointment. And yet, such are the rules of polite conduct that we're permanently in danger of imagining that we are the only ones to be as crazy as we know we are. We badly need friends because with the people we know only superficially, there are few confessions of sexual compulsion or of regret, rage, and confusion. These superficial acquaintances refuse to admit that they too are going slightly out of their minds. Yet the reassuring true friend gives us access to a very necessary and accurate sense of their own humiliations and follies, insights with which we can begin to judge ourselves and our sad and compulsive lives slightly more compassionately. Thirdly, fun. Despite talk of hedonism and immediate gratification, life gives us constant lessons in the need to be serious. We have to guard our dignity, avoid looking like a fool, and pass as a mature adult. The pressure can become onerous, and in the end, even dangerous. That's why we constantly need access to people we can trust enough to be silly with them. They might most of the time be training to be a neurosurgeon or advising middle-sized companies about their tax liabilities. But when we're together, we can be therapeutically daft. We can put on accents, share lewd fantasies, or doodle on the newspaper, adding a huge nose and a missing front tooth to the president, or giving the fashion model distended ears and masses of curly hair. The fun friend solves the problem of shame around important but unprestigious sides of ourselves. Fourthly, clarifying our minds. To a surprising degree, it's very hard to think on our own. The mind is skittish and squeamish. As a result, many issues lie confused within us. We feel angry but are not sure why. Something is wrong with our job, but we can't pin it down. The thinking friend holds us to the task. They ask gentle but probing questions, which act as a mirror that assists us with the task of knowing ourselves. One side effect of getting a bit more precise about what we're trying to do with our social lives is that we're likely to conclude that in many cases we're spending time with people for no truly identifiable good reason. These proto-friends share none of our professional ambitions or interests. They aren't reassuring and may indeed be secretly really very excited by the possibility of our failure. We can't be cathartically silly around them. And they aren't in the least bit interested in furthering our or their path to self-knowledge. They are, like so many of the people in our social lives, simply in our orbit as a result of some unhappy accident that we've been too sentimental to correct. We should dare to be a little ruthless in this area. Culling acquaintances isn't a sign that we've lost belief in friendship. It's evidence that we're starting to get clearer and therefore more demanding about what a friendship could really be. In the best way, the price of knowing what friendship is for may be a few more evenings at home in our own company.
The value of a friend is certainly something that all of us think about, especially when we're alone, but it's like the last clip says, sometimes the acquaintances that hover around as friends are need to be cast off. They're not really friends. That's the most important part of what I'm trying to, I guess, talk about on this show today, is that friends are sometimes not chosen so much as they're earned. Friends are more than family. Friends sometimes are chosen, or we choose each other. But we can begin to appreciate friends more if we understand how we complement each other sometimes. Being a friend to everyone is easy enough. Being a friend to our family sometimes is difficult. Being a friend to our close friends is sometimes challenging at best. being a good friend to a friend sometimes is saying the things that they need to hear rather than the things that they want to hear. I know that my children sometimes don't want me to be their friend so much as they want me to be their father. I know that friends sometimes can shine me on just as easily as they would turn the television off. I'm watching the chat list or the chat line, and it says that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And I think that's what a lot of friends are about. I think that it's not necessary that you lay your life down for a friend. I think it's necessary that you stand up for a friend if you call yourself a friend. If you believe that friendship is of no consequence to this country, then we might consider what the word citizenship is about. If friendship isn't as important as citizenship, then what can we do? We have to begin to be friends to each other, honor the friendship that we deliver to each other. We have a few moments in this existence to have this kind of relationship. We have to understand that friendship is probably one of the least tangible and the most cherished of all the emotions that come to us in this life. We can begin to understand who we are as friends of this country if we can say the things that need to be said, if we can begin to have a dialogue with our friends about what we expect of this country. The friends that we make in this life are gifts. The friends that we choose not to make are the more difficult friendships. The friendships that, like this guy said on the previous clip, then maybe it's just a peripheral acquaintance that doesn't serve other than just itself. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to read off some of these numbers. It's 313-9443, if you'd like to call in and add to this. The chat line is fifthdimensionradio.chattango.com. That's 5th Dimension Radio, now that I'm able to log on to it. When a friend comes to you and tells you that he's lost his relative or he's in a terrible bind, what does that mean? Are we part of that relationship if we decide that we can't or of no value to that person? Or can we separate ourselves from friends that easily? Can we separate ourselves from the friends at RBN that easily? Does RBN constitute a friendship? What constitutes friendships? If we can laugh about it, if we can commiserate about it, if we can feel better after having contributed to it, are we not serving as friends to each other remotely through the Republic Broadcasting Network? This is the Republic Broadcasting Friendship Network, maybe. Today, my friends are sailing into a new world, a new life for them. They've left this presence of all their friends to embrace new friends. All I have to say now is Godspeed, Griffin. Sam, can you go ahead and play some more music, please?
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Proverbs 13:20 says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Today we have to embrace our friends and stay with the ones that deliver us from the stupidity of this culture, the abundance of materialism and greed. The friends that delivers us to this aren't true friends. They're friends. They're fools for friends. I miss my friends now. They're gone. I hope that they're make it to where they're going. But we will be together again, and we are friends of like minds and like heart. We've shared laughter. We've shared so many wonderful times and some tragic times too. I'd like to say a prayer for my friends. God, help our friends all over the world achieve their greatest intentions, that they serve your will to their best, and that they always honor and cherish the friends that we have in them. This is Captain Fred. We'll see you next week.
friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.